1:16 a.m. the 24th of November 2020, News Review. 1:16 a.m. the 24th of November 2020, News Review. National security experts call on GOP leaders to rebuke Trump's election claims. The signers included Ridge, the former Pennsylvania governor who served as Homeland Security Secretary under President George W. Bush, former CIA Director Michael Hayden, and John D. Negroponte, who served as Director of National Intelligence. The message called on Republican leaders, especially those in Congress, to publicly demand. Russia detains police colonel over 2010 Moscow metro bombings. Russia said on Monday it had detained a police colonel from the southern region of Dagestan and charged him with offenses including terrorism after accusing him of aiding a suicide bomber in a 2010 attack on the Moscow. AstraZeneca said Monday that late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine developed with Oxford University were highly effective in preventing disease. The results are based on interim analysis of trials in the UK. Trumpism lives. The election's over, Joe Biden won decisively, and Republican politicians are starting to accept the inevitable. We're not two halves of a broken country. This is when we always heal and unify, although this time it's harder than usual. Chances for a peaceful, productive future depend on the many-faceted ideology. Hundreds of bodies are still stored in freezer trucks at a disaster morgue set up during New York City's coronavirus surge in the spring, according to the city's Office of Chief Medical Examiner. Many of the 650 bodies at the disaster morgue on the Brooklyn. Reports say Netanyahu flew to Saudi Arabia for a clandestine meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince and U.S. Secretary of State. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secretly flew to Saudi Arabia on Sunday to meet Saudi Crown Prince. A reported trip by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Saudi Arabia on Sunday showcased the importance of Israel-Saudi Arabia ties in the last months of the Trump administration. This is important for numerous reasons, including regional alliances and security and economic ties that are flowering between Israel and the Gulf. Live updates: Giuliani says Powell not part of Trump's legal team after election fraud claims. From CBS New York. Violence underground is on a terrifying roll. The latest incident happened at the Atlantic Avenue / Barclays Center subway station in Brooklyn on Sunday morning. Police said a 29-year-old man was shoved from behind and fell on the tracks, but, fortunately, was able to lift. California Attorney General announces takedown of the Aryan Brotherhood and Fresnex Street Gang in Fresno County, Sierra Sun-Times. Why the FBI kept tabs on the I Love Lucy star. Why the FBI kept tabs on the I Love Lucy star. 11:09 a.m. the 22nd of November 2020. Listen to this article. Michael _ Novhoff shared this story from Thoughts of a Weirdo. Lucille Ball was one of the most beloved. Did this factory in fact house the secret, clandestine human subjects bio-research lab and possibly, hypothetically, years later became the source of the virus in the building's plumbing systems? Trump, world leaders meet virtually for the G20 summit. German Greens aim for Merkel's job with a 500 billion euro plan. Study: masks make no significant difference. Robert De Niro says Rudy Giuliani is representing a mob family. End of the report.